play the song we just heard from Disturbed before long, and a couple of cuts off the new CD. We'll hop on the phones, take some calls, and talk the band, do all that. Noel?
Oh, I'm first, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I just heard something about the Unabomber. My dad took a math from him at Berkeley.
Oh, really?
For extra credit, he gave out like bomb designing.
That's nice.
Okay.
Your dad took what from him?
Mathematics.
Oh, math class.
Oh, he was a professor there at the time?
Yeah.
But your dad was there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A while ago.
Yeah, he's my kind of killer, though. A guy who keeps to himself, lives in a gardening shed, looks a little... He always reminded me of Harrison Ford in The Fugitive when he grew his beard out and stuff. And his own brother ratted him out, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a Corolla family maneuver. I ever go on a lamb, that's who's going to rat me out, my own family.
I'm not sure if they have the energy for that.
If they came and talked to them, they
okay,
would.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so Noelle, what's up?
Well, okay, a couple months ago, I saw a Cirque du Soleil show.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I've been getting, like, progressively more, well, this is my question, am I obsessed with, like, with mimes? And
tell us how this is manifesting. What do you mean?
Well, okay, there's a Cirque du Soleil movie called Alegria, and the main character, I've been, like, trying to track him down, and I even, like, he lives in Quebec, right? And I even, like, called every circus company they had there. And
what do you plan to do when you find him?
Yeah, how do you call a mime, by the way? They can't really talk, can they? He just has to do this on the phone and act surprised. I mean, he could act out his emotions. He could cry, could put his hands up to his eyes.
He can't talk.
He could be in love by putting his hands together and sort of swooning, but he couldn't actually reply.
Could he? For a pigtail.
I don't know.
You know,
I haven't had anything like this strong of an obsession for a really long time, and it's just...
So you've had obsessions?
Well, yeah.
Have you been depressed lately? Yeah.
Anybody who's stalking a mime is depressed.
That's
the definition of depression.
When they get depressed, the obsessive compulsive symptoms can sometimes get a lot worse.
Yeah, but you know life isn't going according to plan when you're stalking mimes.
What is your plan?
When you were four and you thought you were going to be an astronaut or something, this isn't how you pictured life turning out.
What is it your plan after you find him? What do you want to do?
Well, I guess I don't know.
Marry him?
I wanted to ask him, you know, where did he study, and I want to go there.
You want to become a mime?
Yes. And
right.
They have this school in France, but everybody thinks I'm crazy because I'll, like, put on mime paint sometimes and just walk around. But people, I don't know. I'm starting to, like, feel weird. Cause
you are weird.
Yeah.
That's true.
You. Okay.
I am weird.
Hold on. Is this one mime that you're after in particular, or
yeah,
any mime?
Well, yeah, I kind of have a crush on him.
Crush, okay.
Right.
Yeah. So
you know, the reality is he's some foul-mouthed Frenchman who chain-smokes and beats his women.
But he's not.
Oh, how do you know?
Well, I know he's not French.
What is he? He's a French-Canadian,
yeah,
then, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, same accent, same mess. Listen. You want to go? Doesn't Marcel Marceau have a school in France somewhere you could go to?
Yeah, he did actually study with Marceau, and
right.
I don't know, but anyway.
All right, go do it. Follow your muse. Get some sort of mime scholarship.
Okay.
All right, you have any Indian blood in you? Are you black? I think
no.
You could get a scholarship. No.
No, they don't actually have any scholarships.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. You play. They have a football team or something?
Yeah, mine's football.
Okay.
They don't actually
use the ball.
Yeah.
There's always a lot of controversy on whether the guy scored or not. All right. Hey, Noelle, why don't you go do it? You're 21. Are you fat?
No.
A little bit?
No.
You can't. Are you good looking, though?
Yeah.
You're good looking?
Yeah.
You're fat.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Good looking women shouldn't be making plans. They just relax, have a good time.
You aren't doing any drugs, are you, Noelle?
No, not anymore.
What'd you used to do?
I'm a drug addict, but I mean, I have 7 months clean.
In the program?
Yeah.
And what was your drug choice?
Heroin.
Oh, okay.
And cocaine.
All right. So, you're a heroin addict. And, you know, have you been talking to your sponsor about this?
No, actually, I'm in the process of getting a new one because I kind of messed up. Like, I kept missing our, like, meeting schedules.
Okay, you better focus on your program, Noelle. Let's worry about my world later. Right now, let's worry about real world. You've got a sobriety. You haven't got a year yet under your belt from heroin. It's not going all that well. You've been sort of not real focused on your program. And this is a critical time. You got to stay with it. And if you're becoming severely obsessive compulsive, at 1 year, that is a time that we might want to put people on medication because God knows.
I am on medication.
What are you taking?
Zoloft.
You might want to get that adjusted because perhaps you're getting manic from this.
Or
the alternative is I can't make the assessment just on the radio. You're not enough because that serotonin reuptake inhibitor can help with the obsessional thing.
Noelle, what's your favorite mind move, though? Is it the trapped in the box one, or is it the walking against the wind? Or is it the one where they lean on something that's not there?
Mm.
What's your favorite move?
The wind.
The wind?
Walking against the wind.
That one's pretty good.
Yeah, you give it an 8? Okay, Noah. I didn't mean to put you in a corner. But, you know, you do love mimery. Is that what it would be?
I guess.
Mimology.
Okay.
Like a mimophilia.
You love mimology, and you couldn't commit to one mime move. Give me your favorite.
My favorite move.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
Get your program together.
Okay. Here's the deal. We'll make a deal. You get off the heroin, and then you can follow your muse.
She's off heroin, thank God.
Stay off heroin, and then you can go 1 year clean, and you can go to mind
school.
That's
right, 1 year.
That's right. David?
Yeah.
You're 15.
Uh-huh.
Any of you guys go to mind school?
Hell no.
No. David?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, first of all, I want to say to Disturbed that they rocked last night. I was up in Bakersfield in the mosh pits, and they just kicked ass.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, you guys, like, totally rock. Even though I don't really know too much about you guys, I listened to Stupefy the first time, and I was like, oh, my God. So I had to go see you guys. You guys just rocked.
You didn't get hurt, did you?
Oh, yeah. I got kicked in the jaw a couple times.
Oh, damn.
Because I'm only, like, 5 foot tall, man, but, yeah, it was cool.
What's up, Dave? What's your question?
My penis, it's, like, really big, and when I'm sitting in class, I always get hard for some reason. I don't even know why, and it's just uncomfortable.
Oh, you poor guy.
Yeah, that's rough. You better kill yourself. It's a burden. And it's not like you're ever, you know, you'll never outgrow that penis of yours. It'll be big your whole life.
Uh-huh.
Understand?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a burden. It's a deformity of sorts. It's rough. My heart goes out to you.
That's right?
You know what it's, I mean, you could imagine what it would be like, right? Yeah. How big's your penis?
I think it's about 8.5 inches,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, so what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Don't worry, it's normal. Just don't wear sweatpants to school.
No, dude,
no.
Wear sweatpants to school.
Yeah,
no way.
I'm
going to
exhibit
way.
It.
I don't even wear sweatpants to school.
Hey, David, do you want to know how to get rid of that erection?
How's this?
I know how to do it. This is a good tip for guys. Hey, we discussed this once every while. Your penis hangs down like that between your legs, right? And you start the penis responds to pressure. It does.
Yep.
That's why you get that erection when you go to bed at night and you sleep on your belly and it starts kind of pressing against the mattress a little. And it's like it becomes a little battle of wills. Who's better, you or your penis? Your penis starts pressing, and the more resistance it gets, the harder it starts to press. Like, you get an erection in your blue jeans, it starts coming up, it hits your pants, and it starts fighting it a little bit. And before you know it, it really starts pressing hard, and you get that good teenage science class erection going. You know what you do? Here's what you do with your penis. You reach in, you got to make a quick move. It's like a quick shoehorn. It's like a Slim Jim move. It's how they open a car door. Slide your hand in there. Boom, slide it up against your belly. Now where's it going?
Yeah.
You understand? Can't go up anymore. It'll go in you.
Yeah, but unfortunately, when it's 8.5 inches and he's 5 foot tall, it's coming out.
You've tricked your penis. You yank your pants up real high like clown pants, and you pull that thing up against your belly. Now the penis is up, and it can't push down, and the blood will leak out of it. It'll fill your testes. I mean it. You start to get an erection. Pull your penis up against your belly.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll try that.
You're done.
Yes, yes.
The erection is done.
Speaking of being done.
That or exercise. Push-ups, like I was doing in the doctor's office when I was 15, when I was getting an exam, and I was in my underpants. I started getting an erection. I got down. I started doing push-ups. I said, when's the last time I had a boner while I was working out? Answer, never. All right, do some push-ups. Penis went immediately. CC?
Yeah?
You're 24.
Hi.
You're on with Disturbed, by the way.
Cool.
What's up?
Lately I've been having a lot of sexual dreams, and I can't figure out why, and I kind of like to have help on that.
What are they?
You've never had that before?
I've had them before, but I said in the past few months, I've had more than one a week. They've gotten pretty regular.
Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I'm married. I've been married a little over a year. But
how's that going?
It's okay. It's kind of rocky because we moved out of the Bay Area, so we miss a lot of each other because our schedules are so different now, and we commute a lot. So.
Well, that could be part of this, huh? Missing your husband?
Yes.
Yeah. So what's the matter with the sex dreams, though? That's good, right?
Yeah.
Are the dreams about your husband?
No.
What are they about?
But why bother dreaming about that?
Tell us more.
Is that what disturbs you? They're not about him?
Well, no. Well, kind of, yes. They're always of other people.
Hold on a second.
Reenactment?
Yeah.
You got to come on.
I don't want to reenact it, but chicks are so freaked out. You know, the fact that they're, like, a guy would not think twice about dreaming about anybody anytime.
Or anything.
Whatever,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dream about everybody all the time.
That is the whole point of dreaming and fantasies. Whoever it is you're currently banging, forget it. That's reality. Now let's go to bed. You know what's funny about guys? How many times you guys beat off to someone you screwed in the past when you were beating off to someone else when you're with her? You know what I mean? How many times have you done that? Few many times I've dedicated a wax session to someone I'd actually had sex with before and ironically was masturbating to somebody else when I was with them.
Dude, you beat off?
Women get all freaked out about this. This is no big deal, right?
But it's a change for her, so she's different.
Right.
Let me just ask her a couple questions.
She's fine.
Hey.
She's fine.
So is you on any medication?
I was last year. I had a kind of a nervous breakdown. I was like in severe depression for about a year.
What'd you take?
Paxil.
And you're off it now?
Yeah, I'm totally fine.
Anything else you're taking? No birth control pills or anything like that?
Birth control pills.
Which one?
Ortho Novum.
And when did that start?
What do you mean?
When did you start taking the pill?
Oh, God, I've been taking it since I was junior in high school.
You haven't changed the dose or anything like that recently?
No, it's always been the same.
Hmm.
All right, she's fine. Listen, sometimes you just tell people you're normal, you're fine.
Well, you just miss your husband. You just find a way to have some more time.
It's like they're with, you know, like my friends, and it's weird.
You're dreaming about having sex with your friends?
Yes.
That's the other thing, too, I got to tell everybody. Your dreams are not a mandate or a call to action. Like, people have these dreams where they go, I dreamt I killed my brother last night. It's like, yeah? Well, I got to kill him now, right? What about you being raped by the boogeyman? Is that something that's got to go down?
Said, though, that when you have a dream about having sex with someone and you see them the next day.
You do feel a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of look at him like, yeah. and like, it's weird in your mind because your mind's like, I know I didn't have sex with this person, but I'm a little closer than the average guy got. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't actually have sex with him, but I'm about 50% there because of what I did to him in my dream.
But you know what it'll be like. Now you know.
Right, yeah. or sort of. But the point is don't read too much into it. It's not a mandate or a call to action. If you had a dream that you had sex with one of your friends, doesn't mean you have to have sex with one of the friends. All right, where are we?
Jay.
Jay?
Hello?
You're 18?
Yeah. I got a problem. I got a girlfriend. She's a lot older than me. Just about 10 years.
Yeah.
And I got two kids by this broad.
This broad.
You're all playing.
Oh,
kid.
Man.
Well, I think it's already come to an end. So, it's, you know, we're always fighting and stuff. And
how old is she?
She's 27. She turned 28 in December.
And you have two kids by her.
Yeah, 5 and 3.
5?
5 and 3.
You're 18.
Yeah.
So, well, hold on a second now. You got her pregnant when you were like 12?
13.
I see. All right. Well, now it's all.
Well, she was married at the time. Like, she lived in an apartment, like, next to me. And she asked me to help her out do something. And it just went from there. She started, like, rubbing on me and stuff. And to the point where her husband wasn't home, I was over there.
Yeah, I don't believe this, Jay.
Because here's what it is. He's got a paper written out with all the dates, the numbers, so I've filled them all carefully for him.
Yeah, it's not working well, Jay. And the reason I said 12 when you said you had a 5-year-old is because I factored in the 9-month gestation period.
That's absurd.
There you go.
Yeah,
so. Hi, Jay, you're fine, bud.
I'm fine?
Yeah. Listen, call the Circle K and ask them if they have
Prince Albert a can.
In a can, yeah. Do that, would you? All right, bud. All right. You know, I'll tell you, I gotta give credit to our bogus callers on this call, because once you find them out, they immediately just run out of steam.
They cave
immediately. They go, "Hey, this bogus." Hey, yeah, I know. And you go, "Hey, that's pretty lame." And they go,
"That's right."
Yeah, what are you gonna do? I'm stoned. Yeah. Hey, I'm 14. I'm stoned. What do you want? I mean, we'd go long. Like I swear, Drew. Am I right?
Yeah.
And maybe I shouldn't be saying this on the air, but if one of them said, "Hey, listen, I'm sorry, I'm nervous, but I have a real problem here," we'd be like, "Oh, sorry, brother. Keep going." You know, but they always go, "Yeah, all right."
Once we know. You know what I mean? We even if we had a doubt.
Sometimes we poke around a little, and they cave way too easily. No poker face over here.
I especially like him trying to sound all big and bad by saying he had this broad.
Yeah, I was banging this broad while I was smoking a cigar. And yeah, it's great. I have two kids, a 5-year-old.
What you bred is these kids, you asked them to make clear on the detail. So he was almost bragging about detail to us. You know, said my kid was 5 and 3. They're 5 and 3. Got
5 and 3.
I was 13.
Well, here's reality.
He's factoring the gestation.
He's 14 in reality.
Yeah.
He called in, said he was 18, said he was banging this older broad, and as a 5-year-old, and did some quick math, and it made him 13 when he knocked her out. All right. Disturbed is here. We'll hear something off the CD and take more of your calls after this.
Hello? Is this Loveline?
Call 1-800-LOVE-191. Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Hey, teens. What are you doing this Friday? No plans? Well, if you're looking for the coolest place to see and be seen, you better get yourself over to Waterworks Beach Club in Centerville. Every Friday night, the hottest teens in the Twin Cities are hanging at Waterworks. I mean, we're talking wall-to-wall 15 to 20-year-olds just like you. And this isn't some lame teen party chaperoned by some dork who thinks he knows what your scene is all about. The doors open at 7, and it goes extreme from there. Join thousands of other teens every Friday night at Waterworks Beach Club, conveniently located on Main Street in Centerville, and party with one of the coolest DJs in town with free parking and a safe environment. This is the bash you'd throw if you had access to the loudest, wildest venue in town. And now you do. Waterworks Beach Club. They don't serve alcohol on Friday nights and are open to midnight to make it a teen-only night every Friday night. Now what more could you possibly ask for? Call 651-429-3033 for directions. That's Waterworks in Centerville. 651-429-3033.
Hi, it's Tim Connolly of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. Ben Folds 5 have called it quits. The trio announced on Tuesday that they were calling it a career, but gave no official word as to the reason for the split. Since finishing up their last tour dates, the band members have taken on separate projects. The group did appear on the soundtrack for Me, Myself, and Irene this summer. There's no word on which direction the band members will go. The Zone Files, brought to you by Vizzy.com, because your business is online, and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
I'm Brian Oak.
I'm entirely aware of that. I'm Mary Lucia. Mornings on Zone 105.
This Friday, November 10th, is our next live broadcast from Grumpy's Bar and Grill in downtown Minneapolis on Washington Avenue.
Join us for the usual cast of hijinks with great breakfast specials, drink specials, prizes, huge prizes.
Your chance to just answer the question live. Of course, the show itself as it happens, which is pretty exciting stuff, but that's not where it ends, Mary.
Psychic Ruth Lorden will be there.
And not one, but two very special guests. Comic Jason Stewart will be starring starring this Thursday night on Will and Grace, will be our guest Friday morning as we broadcast live at Grumpy's.
Also star of TV and Broadway, Nell Carter, will be joining us as well.
That's right. A huge morning. If you want more information, go to the website at Zoe105.com. Better yet, just join us live for the Zoe 105 Morning Show this Friday, November 10th, as we broadcast live from Grumpy's, downtown Minneapolis on Washington Avenue.
Listen to Brian Oak and Mary Lucia in the morning on Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. Hey, Bloodline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Dan and Dave are both here from Disturbed. Buzz is slipped out for something, but it's all right. He lets his music do his talking anyway. Fuzz does. It's
Fuzz grabbed me before we came in here. He said, "I've got money. What are we betting?"
Oh, really? Wants to gamble?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see. Well, Drew, see if we can get some gambling. I'll tell you what, Drew. Put a buck out just so we don't forget to gamble. All right. Did you win last night?
I did.
Did I give you that money?
No.
Yes, I did.
No, that's right.
Yeah, Drew really gets weird. You know, the thing that's funny about Drew is his dad's really tight. You know, with money And so Drew's really tight, consequently. Although Drew has plenty of money, it's still one of those weird things. And so if I take a dollar of his, even if I'm screwing around, he gets a little tight about it. It gets a little weird. And it's weird, you know, when you tap into your buddy's kind of weird stuff, and it's so easy. Because, you know, Drew's mortgage is like, you know, 18 grand a month. But if I take like $1, I can tell him getting a little weird. But he's a doctor, so he wants to control himself. So I can see him like trying to be mellow about it, but I can still tell he's a little weird about it. But stop me when I'm wrong here, by the way, Drew. Because once stuff gets burned in you, it's burned in you.
That's it.
Right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. You got millions and millions of dollars, right? And there's a dollar yours like floating around somewhere, and somebody's messing with it, and it's like you need it back, right? I mean, because it's so much more than a dollar. This is not a dollar.
It's my youth.
This is daddy. Right? That's daddy. It's not George Washington. That's daddy. Do you see your dad's picture when you see a dollar? Do you see dad's head on it?
No, I see
no. One. You see? You do? Really? Oh, that's good. That's therapy.
Yeah,
it's working.
Yeah.
It's working, baby. You used to see his mom's face on change and his dad's on the bills. All right. So why don't we hear something? All right. We'll take one call. Then we'll hear something from Disturbed. There you go. And we'll try to do some gambling for the night is true. Dave?
Yes.
You're 21. What's up?
Not much. I just was calling to find out what might be going on my penis, actually. I found two.
I don't know.
Actually, well.
I'm thinking maybe a yard sale or something. What is going on with your penis?
I found actually two little bumps.
Uh-huh.
On the head of
those my... That's your balls, isn't it? It's under your penis?
No, they're more towards the front.
I see. Well, I'm no doctor.
And they really, really itch bad. And I've actually bought some Cordate, and I put that on the bumps and everything, but that seems to work. And I was just wondering, like, what are some symptoms of herpes or warts?
Warts are painless little tags.
Okay.
And or sometimes they get larger and look like cauliflower.
Is this on the head of your penis?
Yeah.
Hey, Drew, do guys get herpes on the head of their penis?
Yeah, they can.
But is that not frequent? Is it mostly like on the skin part, the shaft part?
Yeah, I suppose mostly.
Why is that?
Don't know.
Different kind of skin?
Different kind of skin slightly. But I've seen it on the tip, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's bad.
Yeah. Why?
Bad times. Why?
It's bad anywhere.
Why? I don't know. If I go herpes, I go herpes on the shaft. You know why? Because I'll have sex and put a little duct tape or something around it. You know, I mean, I'll just...
They don't hurt or anything. They just.
But if it's on the head, what are you going to do?
Wait, these things don't hurt?
They don't hurt. I have no discharge or anything like that. They don't... It doesn't burn when
I cannot. I can't visualize what you're describing. I don't.
Well, they just... I mean, like, they could even be spider bites or whatever, because I tend to sleep in naked, you know?
They look like nodules, like little bites?
Yeah, they look like little spider bites or whatever.
On the tip of the penis.
On the very tip, yeah.
I don't know. I think people chalk too many things up to spiders biting.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. And how many gay spiders are there? Think about it. That's a spider. There's no gay spiders. Spiders are a very manly animal. They don't go crawling around penises for a living.
I
they kill. You understand? And eat.
I have some spider bites on my thighs and on my, you know, arms and whatnot. And
how do you know those are spider bites?
Well, because I grew up actually in Chicago in an old house and there were lots of spiders in there. And
the band's nodding their head feverishly.
Maybe
they're from Chicago. They know about spiders.
Yeah, we got lots of old spiders that bite penises in Chicago.
Maybe you have scabies.
Yeah, they were gonna. You know, they weren't gonna call it originally the Windy City. They're gonna call it the Dork Being Bitten by Spider City. But it was, seemed a little wordy. So they went with Windy.
Yeah, it could be a scabies too.
Yeah,
He sounds like a scabies candidate. Just talking to him, you know.
Yeah, like he's like squatting houses in Chicago.
Right. Wouldn't that be in other places then, though?
He talked about other places. He said it was on the ankles and thighs, waist and the wrist. That's where it happens.
What are the scabies again? It always grosses me out when I hear this.
Mice, basically.
They burrow?
Skin. Yeah.
That freaks me out, those animals that live off you.
Mm.
You know, whenever they show those commercials where they go, we've magnified a piece of pollen or a dust mite or whatever. There's millions of these. You're inhaling these. They're in your carpet. You're eating them right now as you watch this commercial and stuff. It always freaks me out. I always think, God, thank God I'm not stoned when I'm watching this. I really go nuts. God knows what's out there. You know what I'm saying, Drew?
Talk about it during the song.
Oh, you want to talk?
Yeah, I know you're getting ready just to wax poetic. But
yeah.
You know,
what is life, anyway, if you really break it down? You know what I'm saying?
No.
What's the nature of man? I mean, is it good or evil? You know what I mean, guys?
You're so jejune.
All right. You want to talk about it during the song?
Yeah.
All right. We're here's something from Disturbed. You queued up there, Anderson? This is called Stupefied.
I'm gonna make it again. I'm gonna make it again.
like that wow at the end. I'm hearing enough of that. That is Disturbed. The Sickness is the name of the CD. You can see him tomorrow night, right? At the Universal Amphitheater over there with TSP, ESP, STP. I'm losing it. STP and who the hell's the other band?
Godsmack.
Yes, Godsmack. Tomorrow night, everybody. All right, can you still get tickets to that?
It's sold out.
Sold out.
Beyond sold out.
Yeah. I bet if you went down there and brought some money, though, you might be able to get a ticket off of a nice nice gentleman out front who was selling. Look for the black guys who are selling the tickets and get yourself one of those. Drew, is that only a black man's job, that ticket hawking thing? Have you ever, be honest, I know you don't want to be racist, but have you ever seen a white guy do this?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Where, in Europe?
Rose Bowl. No.
At the Rose Bowl?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, but I did check out the airport security system.
Yes.
To see if there were other races represented there, you know, where you check your luggage through the
right
little X-ray machine. And there are Indian women.
Where?
The LAX.
LAX?
Yeah.
Oh, you found another race?
Mm-hmm.
Here's my my thought. I know in L.A. they only let black people work security in the airport. And then when you travel sometimes, you'll find other races working security, but it's always one. It's like they decide on one. They go, what are we going to use? Well, we're at the airport in Toronto. What are we going to use for a race, for security? We got to decide. How about black? No, they got them in L.A. Well, what do they have, a monopoly? They have until 2008. Okay, what do you want to go with? Mexican? No. No, they're using them in Cincinnati. Indian? Want to go Indian? Well, they do use some Indian women in Los Angeles, but they don't have the lion's share of them over there. I think we could go with that. Do we have any Indian people on it? No. We're going to have to ship them in. But whatever it is, they decide on one race for airport security for each different airport, and then that's it. I've never seen any colored person but a black person at the LAX, and then when you travel around, you'll see. It's like, I think it's their family. It's a whole family of security. Is that what it is? Like,
I don't know.
Like at the airport, it's like the Jacksons or something are doing security.
There we go. Going to
you never look. No one else has noticed that, huh?
This is Madison. She's 20.
Drew, let me ask you something.
No.
Seriously.
No.
Have you ever experienced a white person at LAX working any form of security?
No.
How many times do you think you've been through LA?
300.
300?
Mm-hmm.
Where were you born? In Los Angeles?
All
right. Any white person ever?
Not at LA.
Working any form of security?
Not at LA.
Ever. Damn, bitch.
Oh, God.
Well,
I'm getting offended.
Is that a racist statement?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it is.
Why? You're the one who hasn't seen any white people over there. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying I've never seen that. Madison?
Hello?
You're 20.
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a problem.
Uh-huh.
I think I had sex with a hermaphrodite.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know. It's weird. The weirdest thing happened to me. I was really drunk. And I had sex with this guy, and he had a really small penis.
Yeah. Hold on. You better hope he's a hermaphrodite, because otherwise he's really going to be offended.
I will.
You know what I mean? Like, could you imagine some chick on... just apropos to nothing, but are you a hermaphrodite?
No.
I mean, like, after you had sex with him the night before?
I know. I wanted to ask him, but I just didn't know how to. Okay, this is what I think. We were having sex, and then I reached down to, like, touch his balls, you know? And there were none there. What guy has no balls?
Well, guys that have, like, testicular, but there are various forms of problems with that. I mean, people
right.
Have non-descended testes after you're removed. All kinds of things can happen.
Okay.
Well, and you could...
How old was the kid?
He was only 19.
I mean, that may be why he has a small penis. He didn't develop normally because of undescended testes.
So that doesn't mean he's a hermaphrodite? That he's
No.
How old was the kid?
He was 19.
And there was something else. His nipples weren't like normal nipples. They were like, they had like big areolas around them like women do that were like puffy, even though he was a really thin guy.
Did he smoke a lot of pot?
He does smoke pot, yeah.
All right, well, that's where that came from.
Hey, Madison.
That's where that came from.
You must be some piece of ass to
smoke.
go to bed with this circus freak on the first night.
I was so drunk. And, like, the minute I saw he didn't have balls, I was like, get off me, you know? And it was dark. We were outside.
Sure.
The no balls alarm went off, and you pushed him right away.
Where'd you go to finishing school, Madison?
Shut up.
Really?
So that doesn't mean he's a hermaphrodite.
No.
And I also wanted to ask...
You know what? It's so funny, though. Hold on a second. I don't know why. Maybe this is just because I have some sort of emotional Tourette's or something. But the whole time she's talking, I'm picturing her dad, like, circa 1980, looking, like, holding his baby. Like, she's wearing, like, little Yoda jammies or something. Oh. He's looking at her, and he's going, one day you're going to be the first female president. And, like, fast forward 20 years, this guy with these trash can-sized nipples was working me. I was pretty loaded. But, yeah, I reached down to give him a little handy, and he had no balls, so I kicked his funny ass right off me, man.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, there were some men in the party. I was able to finish off with them.
You are so mean.
All right, so yeah, no balls.
Well, I also wanted to ask,
small penis? How small was this penis?
It was like 3 inches.
Yeah.
But
erect?
I was taken out of bed when I saw that.
Yeah, but listen, joking. There's something called the cremasteric response, right, Drew?
Yeah,
which
but...
is the balls come up like landing gear in an aircraft. When when they're in a situation where they could get hurt, and when you're with a ball buster, your balls go up and hide in the fuselage.
But, and Madison, having busted a few, I suspect
no
difference between none and
right.
And retraction.
He didn't even have a sack there.
Right.
Did he ejaculate?
No, I kicked him out of bed when I realized he didn't.
Really? What did you say?
What did you say? God.
I just said I gotta go.
Sorry, you have no balls.
And you had another question? You said you were going to ask something else?
Yeah, is being a hermaphrodite a hereditary gene?
Hermaphrodites are extremely rare. Really, what most people are talking about with hermaphrodite is either ambiguous genitalia, which are kids that are born with sort of vagina and a penis, basically, which is not hermaphrodite. Those are usually males. And or something called testicular feminization, which is a male... but who has lots of circulating testosterone, appropriate levels, but the body doesn't respond to it. It doesn't have the receiving system, so it just becomes spontaneously female.
Oh. Do you get it, like, hereditary?
Well, are you scared you could have caught it from him?
No, I'm scared I'm going to give birth to, like, a little baby hermaphrodite, you know?
He didn't ejaculate, right? It's not hereditary, no.
But you can get pregnant anyway, can't you?
That's true. Why didn't you wear a condom in that case?
He was at first, and then it came off because it was so small.
Oh, but I thought you stopped when you saw he didn't have any balls.
I did.
She's worrying about leak.
Pre-con,
which is, yeah, but what's he going to leak out of that thing if he's got no balls?
Well, he's probably on testosterone now and probably everything working. Just no. Well, you're right. They probably have no sperm.
Yeah. That's
so he's
not
if he had no balls.
Right.
Hey, Madison.
Yeah.
You go to junior college?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
I always know it. I always know junior college. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where your tax dollars going. To make sure people like Madison get a good education. Because Drew, every 100th call, I smelled junior college, right?
Never wrong.
Right. I smelled junior college coming out of her like you smell Thanksgiving coming out of the kitchen when you're watching the ball games. You know, on Thanksgiving, you're sitting in the living room with your, like, fat uncle drinking beer, and you smell it coming out of the kitchen and stuffing and stuff. That's what I smell. I smell junior college all over her. I really did. All right, she should not get pregnant with anybody.
Ooh.
I don't care if we dig up Einstein. He shouldn't knock her up. That kid would come out as a retard. he would. Her retard genes are enough to overpower any man's sperm. Why, this poor son of a bitch. He was probably just had his confidence all built up. He finally met a chick. He was feeling good about himself.
Got his testosterone level built.
She's like kicking him. Go! I gotta go.
Wait, you meant what? Huh? What? I got to get out of here.
All right. Disturbed is the guest tonight. We'll be back. Talk to them. Talk to you after this. This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Sex World now offers tattoos and body piercing.
This just in, tattoos and body piercings will now be available at Sex World. For more, we take you live to the third floor of Sex World, where officials are waiting to make a short prepared statement.
This thing on. My guess is that you're not here to cover our newest vibrator. Of course, maybe she is. Anyway, as you've probably already heard, Sex World is now proud to offer tattoos and body piercings here on our third floor. The shop is called Sin and Ink. They specialize in all types of tattoos, traditional, custom, tribal, you name it, they do it. The tattooing and body piercing equipment at Cinenique is all state-of-the-art, and cleanliness is their top priority. Well, that's about all there is to say. Please help yourselves to the deli trays set up inside the video booth to your left. And, of course, as always, thank you for coming. Very well. Sin and Ink. Tattoos and body piercing now available at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North, the Warehouse District, downtown Minneapolis.
Time now for the Weekly Planner. Join Shelley Miller at the 4th Street Station and the Lab every Wednesday from 9 to 11 p.m. for great live music. This Wednesday is Daisy Head Maisie. There'll be free bar tab giveaways and other great prizes. $1 draft beer and $4 martinis. The 4th Street Station and the Lab is located on 4th and Sibley in downtown St. Paul. Are you ready to change your latitude? Be sure to come by Champs Americana in Maplewood on Wednesday, November 8th, and Champs Americana in St. Paul Thursday, November 9th from 8 to 10 p.m. and register to win a trip for two to Go Loco and Acapulco and other great zone prizes. That's Champs Americana and Maplewood on Wednesday and St. Paul on Thursday. WB23 is turning the Twin Cities into the Spin Cities. Catch Michael J. Fox each weeknight at 6 and 6:30 in Spin City only on WB23. Join Shelly Miller on Tuesdays from 8 to 10 for Wild Tuesdays at Tui's. She'll be qualifying people to win Minnesota Wild Sweet Passes. Get two for ones on selected beer and dance to alternative classics. Tui's, located 2 miles west of Highway 35W on Highway 13. Johnsonville Brats are back at McDonald's. Enjoy a 2-brat extra value meal for just $4.39 for a limited time only. That's the Weekly Planner. Listen for updates.
Zone 105 Music.
Blending the lost decade with the last decade. 20 years of alternative classics.
Hit it!
Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. Hey. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Disturbed is our guest. Fuzz, Dan, and David are all here from the band. The Sickness is the name of the CD. Universal Amphitheater tomorrow night with Stone Temple Pilots and Godsmack. And Drew's doing something with Extra, the TV show.
Yeah.
Everybody, what is that? Don't know?
Oh, like, do some commentary on relationships. Nice. And. Nice. You know, I'm doing something very cool, though. I'm going to go out in a field with the camera and just ask questions. Just talk to people.
What'd you do? Did you get a publicist or something?
No.
Really?
Mm.
Seriously?
I think this was a Big Brother thing, fallout.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I'm glad. Are they paying you?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Yeah. Drew is desperate, everybody. You want him to work your kid's party. You call the station. Drew, you got your clown makeup, right?
It's on now.
Drew, someone...
My makeup, I beg your pardon.
Drops a nickel in Iowa. Drew's on the next plane. That's what I love about him. Jason?
Yeah.
You're 13. What's up?
Yeah. I made out with this girl that is sexually active a little while ago, and I was wondering if I could get an STD from that.
How active sexually is she?
She's just had sex once. She's been banged up a few times, stuff like that.
What does that mean? Banged up.
Is that finger banging?
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Hold on a second. So she's had sex one time, but has had the finger stuff a couple times.
Yeah.
It's banged up. I didn't know that.
Right. Banged up in normal terminology means you get beaten.
That's right. Yeah, banged up is something happens when you go like desert racing on your motorcycle or something, and like roll a dune buggy or get beaten on or something. But anyway, I guess it's a form of assaulting the vagina, in a sense. You know what I mean? It's like your vagina got rolled. It's basically, especially if it's a 13-year-old doing it, you know, because he don't even know what he's going. He's digging for gold.
He may very well bang it up.
Right. Yeah. All right.
Jason, it's not likely you're going to get an STD from kissing somebody your age.
All right. Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
You are God.
Thank you.
I'd like you to just say, how dare you, to Steven Sunkist, because he won't believe me when I tell him that I was on Loveline.
All right. Did you say it, or did you want me to say it?
I'd like you to say it for me, please.
All right. How dare you? Brad, I have to mean how dare you in order to say my how dare you. And then I do my double how dare you with my double clutch at the first one, which where I'm out of breath. How dare you? How dare you?
Brad, 14.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
I was just wondering, okay, first of all, I want to say that you guys are awesome. I listen to you guys every night.
Thank you.
And that, Adam, you're hilarious.
Got about 40 seconds here, Brad, before I bring.
Okay, first, my question is that my sister, I guess, when she was about 13 or 14, and she started smoking pot and doing drinking alcohol, and she wrecked my mom's car and totally totaled it, and she was an inpatient for like 30 days, mm-hmm. and she got sober about 2 years ago, and I just found out she started smoking pot again, and I want to know about.
She's 15 now? She's 15 now?
She's 18 now.
18 now. So she was sober for about 4 or 5 years?
Oh, well, she just got sober, I guess, about 2 years ago. So she was active with pot and with. And
all right, now she's back on with the weed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Talk to her about it.
My parents don't know about it, so I don't know if I should tell them.
I think you should. You're trying to help her. Mm-hmm. You're trying to help her. She's
all right.
She's an addict.
All right. Why don't you talk to her first?
Okay.
And see what you can get out of her before you go to her parents.
Try to get
that's
back,
what I do.
Get her back in touch with her sponsor, with her group.
Sure, remember extortion with your sister?
Yeah.
You found out something? You're going to mom and dad unless you got something?
Right.
Like a BJ or something?
Oh.
Seeing if you go along. All right, Disturbed is here. We'll take ourselves a break. We'll be back.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
If your idea of easy and fun shopping means shopping from your home, you'll love the Shane Company's website, shaneco.com. Our enormous selection of fine jewelry is quick and easy to sort through online. Whether you want a bridal set or a gift, use our website to get ideas. The same fine quality jewelry that you'll find in our showroom will be on your computer screen in full detail. Whether you want to browse, pre-select, or make a purchase, ShaneCo.com is there for you on a 24/7 basis and staffed with well-trained diamond experts. You can chat, design, or just enjoy a fun site. Let us answer any diamond or fine jewelry questions, because whether you're on our website or our store, we do want to be your friend in the diamond business.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics all on one station.
If that's bad, then I want to be bad.
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free Zone music at 9 a.m., just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone.
Oh, wow.
105.
It's yours while you were looking over there.
Oh, gosh.
Put your wallet in your front pants pocket or your briefcase.
Yeah, really, sure.
Another thing, hold on to that laptop computer all the time. Don't put it down. It's too easy for someone to pick it up when you turn your head.
Oh, hey, you know, you're just full of good advice. Thanks, McGrath.
You're welcome. Just remember, keep your wallet in a safe place. Never leave your bags or valuables unattended, even for a minute.
Mm.
Do that and you'll be helping
take a bite out of crime.
You got it. A public service message from me, McGruff, the U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition, and the Ad Council.
Dad, can me and Olivia and you take me to the zoo?
Kids need dads when they're babies.
Daddy, can I tell you a secret? I think there's a monster under my bed.
When they're little, when they're teens, when they're young adults.
Dad, all my friends stay out till midnight.
But sadly, most kids don't have a dad to rely on.
Dad, I met the most amazing person the other day, and I was just wondering, how'd you know that Mom was the one?
Because most dads spend less than 10 minutes a day with their kids.
Dad, should I invest in a CD or a mutual fund? And what do you think?
Being a dad is real simple. All it takes is time, and it takes a man to be a dad. Call 1-800-790-DADS for free, helpful information. A message from the National Fatherhood Initiative and the Ad Council.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Sex World Now offers tattoos and body piercings.
This just in, tattoos and body piercings will now be available at Sex World. For more, we take you live to the third floor of Sex World, where officials are waiting to make a short prepared statement.
This thing on. My guess is that you're not here to cover our newest vibrator. Of course, maybe she is. Anyway, as you've probably already heard, Sex World is now proud to offer tattoos and body piercings here on our third floor. The shop is called Sin and Ink. They specialize in all types of tattoos, traditional, custom, tribal, you name it, they do it. The tattooing and body piercing equipment at Sin and Ink is all state-of-the-art, and cleanliness is their top priority. Well, that's about all there is to say. Please help yourselves to the deli trays set up inside the video booth to your left. And, of course, as always, thank you for coming.
There you have it, Sin and Ink. Tattoos and body piercing, now available at Sex World, 241 2nd Avenue North, the Warehouse District, downtown Minneapolis.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105.
Zone 105, KBN on the Hill, KBN to Cambridge, KBN BP Bear.
Blah, blah. Oh, Anderson didn't turn the mic on. That was my big moment, man. I'm waiting all week for that little two-pound in there to do my radio jabber. All right. Well, Anderson's just cursed the last hour of the show. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Disturbed is with us tonight. The Sickness is the name of the CD.
Oh, ah.
Tomorrow night over at the Universal Amphitheater, everyone, with STP and Godsmack. Fuzz, Dan, and David are all here from the band, and we'll hop back to the phones. Jonathan?
Hi.
Hey, you're 16. What's up?
What's up, Adam? I just want to say you and Dr. Drew rock, and your show is awesome.
Thank you.
And I had a couple questions for Disturbed.
Go right ahead.
In the song Stupefy,
yeah,
that little, like, 30-second thing where you, like, to say something in some other language, what is that?
It's a Hebrew word. The word is tefached. Yes, I know. It sounds a little guttural there, like I'm choking on something, but it's not. It means be afraid.
Cool. And also, when are you guys coming down to San Diego?
I don't know. When are we coming down to San Diego? Hopefully no, soon.
Yeah, nothing confirmed yet. We're leaving for Europe on Saturday. And nothing confirmed for San Diego yet when we come back.
Not yet. But we love San Diego.
Definitely. I hope to see you guys soon. I just want to say, good, keep it up, dude.
We're always trying to keep it up.
All right. Thanks, Jonathan.
One more thing.
Oh, yeah.
Wah!
There you go, Jonathan.
Oh, wah!
All right, Jonathan.
Good night.
All right, easy on that weed, brother. You always know when a guy's smoking pot, he goes, I just want to say one more thing about the band. Carry on. Carla?
Oh, hi, it's Kara, and, I wanted to know, like,
it's what?
Kara?
Kara.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to know, like, because my friend had sex yesterday, and she doesn't know.
Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down.
Yeah, it's down. And she doesn't know she's pregnant.
Have her take the morning after pill now. What are you waiting for?
Well, it's not me. It's her, and she, like, has no money, and it's, like, $35.
Go to Planned Parenthood. You can get it for nothing.
Really?
Morning at, why would she not, does she want to get pregnant?
No.
Okay, why would she not take this product?
She's basically broke, I guess. She's only
again,
15.
Okay. Planned Parenthood, free, go get it.
All right.
Why would she not? What's the problem?
I don't know. I haven't discussed that with her.
Okay, she just want, if she's going to otherwise just sit around and wait until she does get pregnant, then she will.
And money's not an excuse, because even though this morning after pill is, what, $30, $35?
Yeah.
As I was telling you earlier,
right,
in the month, I spoke to my father about this just the other week, and he said he spent almost $85 raising me. So
a year?
No, it was 85. And that's adjusted for inflation.
Oh, right.
You know,
so it's $1,965.
That was zero to age 18 and a half. My stepmom kicked me out of the house. But the point is $85, nearly triple what the morning after pill would cost. So, I mean, just from ask any investor, right? That's the way you go.
Right, solid.
And with some kids, I hear it goes as high as $100, although I didn't grow up with any of those guys. But still, you do the math.
Yeah. And look, yeah, with making a morning after pill, is a hormone that prevents ovulation, just like your birth control pill taken before you have sex. Same mechanism of action entirely.
Right.
Take it within 3 days of an unprotected.
Not an abortion pill.
You're about two-thirds protected with that.
Travis?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, I was wondering if there are any negative effects from Ativan.
A single exposure to Ativan?
Any negative effects?
A single exposure to Ativan?
Like...
You tried it once?
Just one moment, please. Turn off that radio.
You only had the Ativan one time?
No, a couple of times. But one time it was given to me when it exceeded the level of what I was supposed to take.
No problem.
It's fine. Who gave it to you?
It was a doctor.
What do you mean it exceeded the level you were supposed to take?
Well, it was the dosage was higher than...
you were supposed to take?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I see.
Looked it up in a medical dictionary.
How much did you take?
It was like 5 milligrams.
It's a big dose. It's a big dose. But
5 milligrams of it?
Yeah.
By mouth?
What did you say?
Was it by mouth?
Yes.
It's a big dose.
How else do you take it? Channeling?
Shot.
Shot in the anus?
No, just necessary.
I see.
Shot.
Yeah, what's that do for you?
To date you.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was out like all day.
Who
yeah.
did that? What were you doing?
You must have been in a hospital, like in a locked unit or something, right?
Yeah.
Were you spinning out?
Oh, yeah.
After that, yeah.
No.
No, what got you into the locked unit?
It was, violent behavior.
I see. So it wasn't your fault.
And fear of me, yeah, flipping out.
I see.
Yeah.
So the 5 milligrams for somebody that's violent is a pretty reasonable dose.
Why were you spinning out?
Just where I was a couple
yeah.
years ago.
I see. All right. Well, thanks for the clarity, Chris.
Yeah.
I've closed my eyes to see exactly what went on. You paint quite a vivid picture. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Have fun.
Okay,
please don't get a job where you have to communicate with people.
I won't.
Okay. You get a job like handling baggage or something. She said, I love them. I took more than exceeded the dosage. Well, how much? More than what it was supposed to be?
Somebody gave it to me.
Uh-huh. It's funny. They try to fool you. It's like the guy spun out and it probably had him clamped down to some bed somewhere, right?
This was probably to save him from hurting himself.
Some data them for you.
Danielle?
Yeah?
You're 13. What's up?
I was just wondering, like, you know how you guys say that, girls with bad dads are attracted to bad guys, and if they have a good dad, they're attracted to good guys?
Most of them.
Yeah, it's sort of what we say, but...
Yeah, well, like, there's this guy, and he's, like, kind of a bad guy, and I, like him, and so I was wondering if that was, like, because of that, or is it just, like, a coincidence?
Well, here's the way it works, usually. Girls with bad dads like bad guys, and... girls with good dads like bad boys. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like the guys who look like bad boys are bad guys, but they're not really serious alcoholic abusers. They're bad boys.
They're caricatures.
Yeah, they're like they're the guys who are bad in the after school special.
Right, right.
But they're not really bad guys.
Right.
They're not they're the Grease or West Side Story
right.
version of the bad guy. But not the real bad guy,
yeah.
The guy who pimps you out, the guy who beats on you, the guy who forces you to, like, turn tricks to get him drug money.
And even the pseudo-bad guy they grow out of by the time they
Yeah, and you grow out of
yeah.
it. Right. So your dad's a good guy, right?
No, my dad's bad.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're going to get pimped out. Is that okay?
No.
No, okay. Well, there's really nothing you can do.
How about not going after people you're so attracted to and realizing that attraction is built on some pretty unhealthy past? and maybe be with guys you just sort of like as people, and you know, it's not so dramatic and interesting.
That'll never work. Yeah. What kind of bad guy is your dad?
He used to beat on my sister and me. Nice. Mostly my sister, though.
Nice.
Right. And anything else?
Well, he's, usually drunk, and he took my mom to court to get full custody of us because they're split up, and he lost, and my mom was married at the time, and so he told my mom that my stepdad should just adopt us, and, he, abused us, a lot.
The stepdad?
Huh?
The stepdad did, or your biological
dad? My biological dad. My stepdad was really cool.
Huh. All right. So he sexual abuse or physical abuse?
Both.
Oh, both. Okay. How old's your sister?
15.
How's she doing?
Oof.
She's like my dad now, pretty much.
She's addicted. She's an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great work. And so can you think you can avoid this?
Probably.
Yeah?
But she's going to look for alcoholics to fix.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Danielle.
Huh?
You really don't hook up with an alcoholic or an abusive guy. Could you just not do that? I mean, don't you know sort of firsthand the horrors of that?
Yeah.
And I know it's something that you're attracted to or you may become attracted to. Mm-hmm. But you got to understand when you're attracted to it that's why you're attracted to it. And not go out and intentionally F up your life. I mean, seek out people that are going to ruin your life.
I don't do that.
You don't do it?
No.
Good. Can you go lesbian?
No.
No. Okay. It was worth a try.
Yeah.
All right. And your sister, can you get her some help? Can you?
I'm not sure. She's trying to stop. She used to smoke weed, a lot, and she's stopping now. My mom threatened to have us to make us move to Michigan, where she was born, if she got bad grades. And so she's, bringing up her grades.
Does your mom know how much your sister's using drugs and alcohol?
Yeah.
She knows?
Yeah. She I don't think she knows about the drugs. Well, she found out the other day, I think.
Well,
does she know about the abuse?
Yeah.
All right.
That's why she made us stop seeing my dad.
Yeah, your sister's going to need a little treatment here, Danielle. A lot of help.
Yeah.
All right. But, Danielle, you got a good head on your shoulders. You'll be all right.
Okay.
Just keep your eyes open, all right?
Okay.
I don't trust any men.
Okay.
All right, find a guy you're not attracted to at all and run to him.
There you go.
And stay with him. Okay, that's the key.
Okay.
All right, marry yourself a guy who you're repulsed by physically. You have no attraction to. All right?
Okay.
All right. That's great. Believe me, that's how it would work. That would be the best thing for her. If she's attracted to a guy, I don't trust that guy.
Right.
And I don't trust her radar. Bill?
Yes.
You're 27.
Yes.
What's up?
I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yep.
I was wondering if you've heard of Renutrient. It's a GHB alternative.
What does that mean, GHB alternative?
They call it a natural alternative to GHB. Some bodybuilders use it. Some people use it for sleeping.
You know, if it has even close to the same pharmacologic activity as GHB, it's going to be a disaster.
It has something in it called furanone. Does that ring a bell?
No. What alternative in what sense? What is it alternative for in terms of...
It gives you kind of a high similar to GHB.
Well, then it will be... If it's activating the same mechanism in the brain, it's going to be a disaster.
But isn't it sort of a catch-22, which is if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, and right. If it does work, then...
It's going to be a problem.
You might as well just take the GHB.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, just because it's an herb doesn't really make a difference.
It's a chemical. It's a chemical. I don't care if it comes out of a plant. I mean, the most destructive chemicals for the brain on earth are in plants. Small doses.
Right. Broccoli, cauliflower. Is that what you're talking about?
And I tell you, the GHB scares the hell out of me. I've seen some people are messed up for a long time after they stop using that drug.
Really?
And it is very addictive for some people.
What is that high like? Is that like booze?
I think booze meets Ativan kind of thing.
Similar.
Like a little opiate, little booze.
Got to grab some of that. You know, the thing that's scary about me is whenever Drew starts describing the high, I start thinking, oh, God, get some of that. Oh, my God. A half a tablet of this is like drinking a 12-pack and eating a sack of heroin. And I go, oh. Yeah, that sounds like a weekend. Right? The GHB sounds all right. I never tried that one, though, Drew. That's the...
Yeah, you weren't around, Pops.
It does that. Does that put you to sleep, though? Is that the one where the kids are all fishing out on the sidewalk after the rave? You know, heart stopping and that stuff. Is that GH? Is that the one?
GHB. More than GHB can do funny stuff too. I mean, it's...
And describe ecstasy real quick, because that one I've done. So I'm going to check your math.
Ecstasy is like speed plus LSD. I mean, it feels good. That's why people somebody do it. The problem is that it's terrifically damaging to the brain.
Huh?
Yeah.
Come on, you're ruining my high notes. Please. Katie?
Yeah.
You're 18. What's up?
I just want to say, Adam, you are the man.
Oh, thanks.
And Disturbed, oh, I love you guys. You guys kick ass.
Oh, we love you, Katie.
I'm here in Phoenix, and you guys are going to be here in concert on Friday, and I can't wait to see you guys.
No, we can't wait to see you either.
I've been trying all week long from the radio station to win backstage passes so I can meet you.
But... Well, if we see you, you may get them anyway.
Did you win them?
Uh-uh.
How does it go? What is the contest?
Just, they play different songs, and I tell you to be a certain caller, and then you win, but...
Wait a second. You are 18, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Sure.
You'll make it.
All right.
All right.
I can't wait to see you guys.
All right, Katie.
Cool.
Okay. Adam, Dr. Drew, you guys kick ass.
We'll see you in Arizona.
All right. Bye.
You know, I always wonder about that. Have you ever been at the radio station when they do that, we'll take the 99th caller?
Yeah.
And I've done it because I've been at the morning show at K-Rock a million times.
They do it.
We'll take the 99th caller's going to get the STP and Disturbed tickets over at the Universal Amphitheater. Yeah. And then some poor son of a bitch who's making $4 an hour sits at the phone and he goes, caller number one, sorry. Caller number two, sorry. Caller number three, sorry. Number four, sorry. And I usually, by the time it gets to like 68, I always turn to someone and go, really, 99? They couldn't have gone with 27. They couldn't have gone with 14. They had to make this poor son of a bitch. And I always figured whenever I'm listening to the radio, when they want caller 99 wins the ticket, I figured the guy sat there, watched the phone ring for about 20 minutes, and then picked up the phone and went, your caller 98, sorry, and then the next one. You know, that's the way I'd do it. I would estimate the amount of time that it took 99 people to phone the radio station, get to about 95, and probably work the last four actual calls. But goddamn if they don't pick up every single call and have a short conversation with every single of the 98 people before the 99th caller gets in there. I cannot figure that out for the life of me. What is that radio strategy, Drew?
I think I always thought there was some sort of legal issue. They had to do it.
Like they couldn't do it? Caller number one?
Oh, I see why they...
Yeah, what about number
drama,
one?
Drama.
Drama? Who cares? Just go caller number one. That's drama.
It's radio.
Oh, that's radio. That's right. Who are we to argue with radio? I'll tell you who we are. We won the Billboard Syndicated Show of the Year, right? 2 years running?
Yeah.
Have you seen that award yet?
No.
Whatever.
You're going to have to bring that in. Larry?
Yeah.
You're 22.
Yeah, hey, Disturbed, you guys are awesome.
What was that, thank Larry? You.
And I was wondering if I could get Dr. Drew to perform at my cousin's bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
He'll, yeah. Have you mastered the unicycle yet, Drew? Or are you still working on it?
I'm not prepared to talk about that.
If you, what do you got? You got $300?
Got
to be maybe, cash.
Maybe 200.
All right. What's up?
Last couple of days you guys have been talking about, like, why can't the elections worry about some pot issues and that?
Sure.
Well, I saw on the news today that California passed a proposition where you can grow up to 25 pot plants in your house for personal use.
Really?
I think that
must be for some kind of medical.
Yeah, I think it's for the medical thing.
Okay, because he said for personal use, and I was just wondering if that's true or not.
Well, personal use if you have personal cancer.
Oh, okay.
But not if you're just some radio guy.
Okay, so I don't have to move to California now?
No,
stay away.
All right.
Stay far away. Everyone listening is not from California. Stay where you are. We got enough people here. And believe me, I know you guys. Here's the problem. We're in a lot of cities that are outside of California. And let me tell you guys something. I know you guys tune into the Rose Bowl once a year. Meanwhile, you're staring at you look down. There's an icicle hanging off your junk. And you watch the blimp flying over the Rose Bowl, and it's 76 degrees, and everything's in bloom, and it's green, and it's beautiful. It's not that way. It's dirty. It's dark.
It's hot.
It's crime-riddled. It's hot.
No culture.
No culture. Everything's made out of aluminum and stucco. You'll be raped at the border. Do not come. Stay where you are. Thank you. I'm tired of every a-hole. My take on Los Angeles is it is the top 1% of all a-holes from around the country end up here. It's like if you're living in a small town in Iowa and there's a big a-hole in town, he ends up in L.A.
He's going west.
Yeah. It's like we become the pan.
The a-hole capital
the
of the world.
Pan at the oven of life. All the drippings, land on us.
Yeah.
Everyone. That's why we can't support a football team or anything. Everyone here is doing something else. They're all looking out for their own ass. They've all come here to do something, not hang out. And I'm tired of it. You guys, there we are. Rick?
Yeah.
You're 22.
Yeah. Adam, I had some souffle humor for you.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Charlie's Angels. They've got... souffle humor in that. Pretty funny.
Yeah.
In the movie?
Anderson told me about that.
Oh, my God.
Well, hold on a second, because I came up with some humor I was missing out on the other night. You guys have no idea what we're talking about, but I sit around, I watch television, I watch sitcoms, and I say, what happened to the humor of the 70s that I grew up with? For instance, souffle humor, where they're baking the souffle. Alice is in the kitchen. She's baking the souffle. Greg comes storming into the kitchen, slams the kitchen door, goes trouncing past it. Alice runs to the oven, looks in. It hasn't fallen yet. Still up. In Act 3, it falls. Eventually it falls. But there's a lot of humor that you don't see on TV anymore. You know what I was thinking about? The closet. Closet humor.
Remember, hiding in the closet.
Hiding in the closet. Thinking the closet was the front door.
Oh, yeah, a lot of walking
into the closet. Yeah. Like, I'll give you like a, like let's say a Three's Company where Jack Tripper's like house-sitting a big mansion. And he brings his date over. And he tells her it's his house, it's his mansion. And she's so impressed. And he says, fine, shall we go out to eat? And he opens the closet door and walks into it thinking it's the front door. And then makes some dorky excuse.
And in the 70s humor...
Thinking it's a bathroom, too. That was the other good closet one.
But in the 70s humor, it wasn't walking to the threshold, oh, I made a mistake. It's walking, closing
the door.
You, six beats later, come on out.
Right. Wearing three coats.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. That and opening the closet, having the bowling ball roll down and land on your head, or just the junk come flying out of the closet. Any way you slice it, there's a fair amount of humor surrounding the closet. I don't see that humor anymore, and I'd like to see it again. Hiding, thinking it's the bathroom door, thinking it's the front door, or just the old bowling ball gag when you open it, or just being buried in an avalanche of just sort of junk when you open the closet. It's something that's missing, and I feel sorry for kids growing up today. They don't have that. Rick?
Yeah.
So there was a souffle humor.
There was souffle
humor. A lot of humor.
Thank goodness.
A lot of humor of people not able to drive, suddenly driving cars.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
From the 70s?
Yeah, they can't drive. You know, Jeannie can't drive, but now she's getting in the car behind a wheel.
Yeah, a lot of starting and stopping and hitting the brakes. Yeah. Yeah, the car humor. I guess someone decided it was dangerous. Because there's not so much boozing humor anymore either. That make mine a double or the guy's driving drunk. They kind of steer away from all too many fatalities on the road. I guess it's not funny anymore. Rick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dave.
No problem. And Disturbed, you guys kick ass.
Thank you, brother.
Down here in Tucson. Hey, the last time you were here, some chick threw her panties up on stage. I was just wondering if she ever went to the tour bus.
Hell no.
No, she didn't.
I remember that, and those were a really big pair of panties,
She
did not make it on the tour bus.
Well, that's a good thing.
Hey, Rick, what part of Arizona did you say you're calling
Phoenix.
From?
Tucson.
Okay.
Oh, my God, they were a huge pair of panties. Frightening girl, too.
All right, Rick.
All right, thanks a lot.
They'll see you. No, wait, where are you guys going? Are you going
Phoenix,
to Phoenix?
Yeah, they'll be down here in Phoenix.
All right, you going to go see them?
Definitely.
All right.
All right, thanks a lot.
Good times there, Rick. David.
Yeah.
24. What's up?
I think I know what replaced souffle humor. On TV.
Good. Thank God.
Every show, no matter what it is, from The Simpsons, everything else, there's always a bachelor auction. Every single show has had a bachelor auction episode, and always in the same way.
Yeah, but that doesn't replace souffle humor.
Oh no, nothing can replace.
And souffle. The bachelor auction has been around for a little while.
Oklahoma.
Yeah. Sorry,
it's
David.
A cheap substitute.
It's not a substitute. But I appreciate you trying to make that weak correlation.
Okay.
Please, please. How dare he, after I make my brilliant closet analogy, my closet humor, and where is it gone? What are the other ones, Drew?
Let's think about it during the break.
No, let's talk about it now. Remember when people used to die in quicksand? Like, yeah. Movies and television, what happened to quicksand? No one's landing in that anymore. What else, Drew? What was the sitcom stuff?
Yeah, I'm thinking that.
There was a lot of, you know what there's a lot of humor of? People who wore thick glasses, and somehow those glasses got broken or crushed, and now they, they bump into the hat rack.
Mr. Magoo.
Pardon me, miss. Excuse me. Yes, talking.
It's almost like every episode, the Brady Bunch was sort of the culmination of the bad 70s humor.
Right.
Each episode had something representing the cliche humor of the preceding decade.
They don't even have big schemes on sitcoms anymore. Like, somebody's buying the house. We don't want them to buy the house, so we have to pretend the house is haunted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Or here's the other good sitcom one. There's this chick. Like, here's a good sitcom idea. There's this chick, and she's really homely, and she wants to go out with me. So instead of not going out with her, I have to go out with her but convince her that I'm a really horrible guy. Like, I'll bring a flask and keep drinking water out of it, and I'll keep scratching myself. Remember that?
Yeah,
when it wasn't enough that you told someone you don't want to go out with them, you had to make them not want to go out with you.
Right.
But it backfired because they were alcoholics, too, and they pulled their flask out and said, thank God.
We'll be right back.
All right. We'll take a break.
Loveline will be right back. So get your problems ready. Ready.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
If you have children between the ages of 12 and 16 who are significantly overweight, they can participate in a research study at the University of Minnesota involving experimental drug treatment. A percentage of patients will receive the experimental drug, the others an inactive or sugar pill. Again, this U of M study is for children, male or female, obese, and between 12 and 16 years of age. Call 612-627-1991, 612-627-1991 for information.
Well, we can all feel a little better about the world we live in. There's now an adult bookstore in Minneapolis that doesn't make you feel like you've walked into a sleazy dungeon complete with sticky floors and 20-year-old merchandise. They're called Lickety Split, and recently they were chosen by City Pages as the Twin Cities' premier adult book and video store. But you probably knew that. After all, adult entertainment is the in thing these days. And Lickety Split is a big reason why. The store is extremely clean and well-lit, making you feel comfortable while you shop to satisfy your wild cravings. They have an extensive collection of magazines, toys, and videos, including novelty items for everyone. Lickety Split also has an excellent collection of sexy clubwear and dancewear for amateurs and professionals. Open 24 hours, Lickety Split is located next to Rick's Cabaret at 251 3rd Avenue South. Parking is convenient and nearby. Let your daddy's dirty little bookstore rest in peace. Lickety Split is the adult adventure store for your generation.
When you buy a stereo system, each component has to be top quality to achieve a great sound. Then, if the price is right, you get great value. I'm Doug Spence, and at Spence Diamonds, the same concept holds true. You get great value because we control the quality during every step in the making of your engagement ring or anniversary diamond. We start by directly importing rough diamonds. Then Spence Diamonds Cutting Division goes to work, shaping and polishing your diamond to create the fire and brilliance which is the trademark of the world's most precious gemstone. At Spence Diamonds, your ring setting is also made in-house by our talented team of craftsmen. This hands-on approach means exceptional quality and better value. Check out our prices at SpenceDiamonds.com, then visit our stores in Roseville or Bloomington for Minnesota's best diamond value.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds, in Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center, and in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
Hey, this is Ben, overnights on Alternative Classics on 105. Now, since you're already up this late, why don't you just hang out all night with me? I'm up after midnight. I've got 20 years of alternative classics, 80s flashbacks, and a whole lot of love. Just ask yourself this. Do you really like your job? I mean, do you?
20 years of alternative classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yeah. Loveline I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dan and David are both here from Disturbed. The Sickness is the name of the CD. We will hear another cut off of that in just one moment. Drew and I were talking in the bathroom about what other humor was missing from today's sitcoms because we've grown bored of the show and the aspect of it where we help people, and we now decided we have to amuse ourselves
with trivia.
With trivia, yeah. That makes no sense to our listeners. Drew pointed out kitchen swinging door humor. Remember that that door that's in between the dining room and the kitchen that swings both ways, getting whacked with that, the waiter coming through with the handful of trays and then someone walking in at the same time? Don't see that so much anymore. The you know that what I call it the not now humor, which is okay. I'm talking to someone and Drew's going, you know, like I'm on fire, and Drew's tapping on my shoulder. Adam, not now, not now. Now listen to me, Adam. I think you should know that you're on. Drew, how many? Promise me you'll be quiet. Okay. Meanwhile, my hair's on fire.
Yeah.
That was a good one too, where they would like try to tap you and alert you to something that was pretty obvious and pretty substantial, but you'd yell at him. Not now.
Yeah.
That and what was the other one we were talking about in the bathroom? Oh, where I was,
I'm talking to you.
Yeah, we're, right, we do, okay, here's the other one. You go to some kind of,
costume party,
and Drew's dressed like a ghost, and I'm talking to someone else who's dressed like a ghost, and I think it's Drew, and I'm saying, and it turns out to be a real ghost, and I'm going, you idiot, and Drew's tapping me on the shoulder, and I turn around, and I go, hold on a second, Drew, I'm talking to Drew, and I turn back around, and I go, wait a minute, huh? And then I turn, like, where it doesn't register where I'm actually looking at Drew. Does that ever happen to anybody?
Of course not.
No, I think that's another thing that's sort of fallen by the wayside. Mike?
Hey, Adam.
You're 30.
Yes, sir.
What's
up? I love you guys. You guys got a great show.
Thank you.
Hey, what about convertible top humor?
Yeah, the broken convertible top that's always going up and down.
Yeah, there's not so much of that. Yeah, getting smacked, having on the Brady Bunch, I think Bobby poked a hole in it at the drive-in theater or something like that.
Good one.
It just,
or it gets stuck halfway up.
Yeah, they're driving with it halfway up.
General car humor, just not as plentiful as it used to be. I'm with you. Yeah, is that it?
That was it.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank
appreciate
you.
That. Our listeners are always sort of half on with their stuff. They never.
But happy to chime in. It's nice.
Yeah. Certainly, before much thought is given to whatever they chime in about. David?
Yeah.
You're 18. What's up?
Yeah, okay, it's like lately over the past month and a half or so, I just get this sensation, and it's like I can't inhale all the way and I can't exhale all the way because I get this like sharp pain, like feels like it's right below my heart and my chest area. It's like I've always had them. I mean, you know.
Well, it's probably something called costochondritis, which is basically a spasm of the muscles between the ribs.
Is that thing that feels like you're having a heart attack?
Well, sometimes. But mostly it feels like there's sort of a knife being driven in when you take a deep breath.
Isn't that what a heart attack feels like?
Heart attack feels like there's an elephant sitting in your chest all the time.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
But it's like I'm getting it like 7, 8, 9, 10 times a day now.
Yeah, well, it usually is a neck or back problem that triggers that.
So it's nothing serious at all?
Well, it ought to be. I'm not making a diagnosis over the telephone here. You need to be evaluated, but that's probably what it is.
Okay, so I don't have to worry.
Well, you should talk to somebody in person.
All right, cool.
Yeah, that's the one that feels like someone opened a stiletto and put it sideways in between your ribs.
Yes.
Yeah, and they're poking at something.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing to worry about that.
No. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's that weird sort of. I always figure that's what a heart attack fell.
No.
Heart attack
doesn't change so much. It doesn't change the movement. Doesn't change the inspiration very much.
It's just the weight. What about those commercials they tell you to take a bear aspirin when you're having a heart attack?
Yeah.
Wait, well, hold on a second. But I take a handful of bear aspirins when I'm hungover. It doesn't do anything.
Yeah, but it thins your blood. And
that fast?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, unstable angina, which is thought to be a clot that's forming and breaking apart in the artery, and it may prevent the clot from becoming fixed and going to a heart attack.
What if you do what I do, is I walk around with a cyanide pill in my cheek, and if anything bad happens, I'm just biting down.
Yeah, why not?
My car goes off some overpass. I'm heading for the river.
Ow.
I'm just jumping on it like a Nazi war criminal. That's really the way to go, if you think about it. You're in a plane. You look over. You notice the wing just broke off. It's like just pow. Just chomp down on it. That'd just kill you like that, right?
Yeah. Why not?
I'd be scared I'd be celebrating like a touchdown and swallow it, though. That would be my problem. All right, let's hear something from Disturbed, shall we? Yes, Anderson. This one is called Voices. Another good one from Disturbed. I just got a fax in. This is from Derek. He wants to know whatever happened to the Bermuda Triangle. Something I'd touched on a few times on this show, that Derek goes on his fax to say that seems like every other day someone's getting lost in the Bermuda Triangle. He used to think, or it says, I used to think that's the way I would die. And I thought, for me, it was going to be quicksand or the Bermuda Triangle. I mean, I did the math. I was a pretty realistic 8-year-old. I was like, I got a 50% chance of going to the Bermuda Triangle, and I got a 50% chance of going to quicksand. So it'll be one or the other, I'm sure. I may even land in some quicksand that's actually in the Bermuda Triangle. I don't know if that's possible. Hey, I don't know what happened to the Bermuda Triangle, but it seems to have calmed down. Whatever. What was the Devil's Triangle? Apparently the Devil's, I think he's moved on to the Middle East or something. I think he packed his but if you think about it, if you're the Devil, wouldn't you want to hang out in Bermuda? I mean, if you got to hang, better that than, I don't know, like the Atlantic, you know, just somewhere off the, you know, some cold weather climate.
Back to the point.
Yeah, in Bermuda. I think he...
Off Norway somewhere?
Yeah. See all those storms blowing in? What is that, Caitlin?
Hi.
You're 15, what's up?
I've been cutting for about a year, and my friend wanted me to get some help, and I was wondering if there was any way I could do that without telling my parents.
Does anybody know you've been cutting?
Yeah. I told one of my friends.
And why don't you want your parents to know?
She's cutting. That means she's cutting on her skin.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What kind of cutting?
Just on my wrist.
And why don't you want your parents to know?
I don't trust them.
Don't they see that you are?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Isn't there a, isn't there some part of you that kind of wants them to see it, though, on some level?
No.
Really?
They'd flip out.
Yeah, but don't you kind of want them to flip out?
No.
Why don't you trust them?
I don't know. I just don't.
What do they do?
Like, for...
For a living?
My dad's a construction worker.
Mm.
My mom just stays at home.
I see. And why are you cutting on yourself? Did someone beat on you or do something bad to you?
I don't know. I can't remember anything.
Do you think something bad happened?
I think so.
Well, usually when you can't remember stuff, it means that you can't remember something bad. I mean, you really can't remember your childhood?
Uh-uh. I can remember up to 3 years ago, and then I can't
12.
Remember.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't remember? Where was your 10th birthday?
I don't know.
You don't remember your teachers from first, second, third grade?
Mm-mm.
Fifth grade?
No.
Oh, boy.
Now, hold on a second. How dare you? You can't remember one kid who was in your class when you were 11 years old?
I remember kids, but, like, no. Nothing about my family, ever.
All right. Well, listen, there's got to be a reason she's gotten on herself.
Yeah.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, two sisters.
How are they doing?
I think they're okay.
What are they? Do they remember things?
Yeah.
You know their names?
Yeah, I know.
All right, just asking.
What are you thinking about when you do it?
Usually I'm upset.
Yeah, they don't usually think about anything. They usually just sort of go
into it. Happens.
If you fugue out a little bit, some of them, and mostly it's a way of just trying to manage feelings. They can't manage the overwhelming feelings. It's a way of sort of releasing some of that.
Uh-huh.
But, Caitlin, you got to get help with this. You got a lot of heavy stuff sitting around somewhere there. We don't know what it is. You don't know what it is. But it's clearly fueling some behaviors that suggest that there's a tremendous amount of feeling that you have trouble managing. And don't worry so much about whether or not your parents are going to freak out. Worry about getting yourself proper help. Certainly, if you go to a doctor, they are obliged to keep it confidential if you insist upon that. But I think it would be important to bring your family in at least at some point. So get to a doctor and get some help, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Good luck. Yeah. Oh, that's horrible. That whole cutting on yourself thing. It's just there's something very disturbing about that whole, just hearing about it, especially young girls. You know,
I know people that do it for artistic purposes, like they like drawing, you know, cutting emblems on their skin and whatnot, but
and getting that like keloid scar,
some sort of manic behavior.
No, it's when the brain does not have adequate coping, there's only a certain amount of behavior at its disposal in order to manage very dangerous and overwhelming feelings.
So they self-mutilate.
They just cut. And it's a rhythm release. It just helps them manage the feelings.
I do some cutting in here once in a while, but it's always always from the ass. Drew, you'll attest to that, won't you?
Here.
Drew got a 20-foot mic extension and did the whole show
by
sitting on a trash can out in the hall. My ass was so bad one night.
Oh, my God.
Just close your eyes and go back to that. Drew, you're having, like, post-traumatic stress disorder, aren't you?
I'm having flashbacks.
Yeah, I mean, that was really bad, wasn't it? And what'd that go on for?
2 hours.
Yeah, and the show was 3 hours. You know how long would it have gone?
3 hours.
4 hours. That's how my ass is.
Wow!
All right, well, we gotta...
Oh, my God! Somebody hold the phone! I can't believe that!
That violence, yeah, really has a...
energy.
Yeah, insane clown posse there. Charles?
Yes?
Yeah, we're going to go to break, but what is your problem very quickly?
Oh, very quickly. I just am attracted to women all the time, and I just don't know whether I'm a pervert or not.
No.
Oh, that's a big problem.
Yeah. That's fine.
We have the same problem.
What do you do? Do you do anything to them?
No, I just like to look and ogle and say I'd like to, you know, do them.
Good.
You say that to them? You...
No, say that to myself.
Fantastic. That's fine.
Okay. Hey,
well, let's look at the opposite of that.
Okay.
You don't like chicks at all.
Oh, I don't.
You see what I'm saying?
Maybe I don't.
That's worse. You understand? Do you have a girlfriend?
Starting one.
All right.
Do you have trouble staying faithful?
No.
Right. No.
Don't worry about it.
That's just because chicks don't like you, right?
Probably.
There you go. See, it's easy for some guys to remain faithful because chicks don't like them. It's easy to cheat when it's like rape or nothing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Drew. Well, you've been there. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Disturbed is here, and we'll be back after this.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Welcome to Arby Sbarro. May I help you?
I'm seeing double.
Sir?
There are totally two names on your sign.
Yes, sir.
So which place is it? Arby's or Sbarro?
It's both.
Did you know there are, like, two menus out here?
Yes, sir. One is Arby's menu with Arby's Great Roast Beef, and one is Sbarro's menu with pasta and pizza.
You mean I'm seeing double in two different languages?
Sir, I'm sure you'll feel better after you eat.
Oh, right.
May I suggest our new pasta sampler platter? Lasagna, baked ziti, and fettuccine alfredo with a garlic roll and medium soft drink. Or maybe our new pizza feast with two slices of New York-style pizza, garlic roll, and medium drink.
Yeah, that one. Is it good?
We guarantee it, or your money back.
Arby's Sbarro. Two great menus, two great tastes, one great place.
Here's your food, sir.
Whoa, look at these portions. I'm still seeing double.
Available after 5 p.m. at Arby's Sbarro Restaurants in Minnesota.
Dream Girls is looking for a few good men, 18 and older, for a serious study on human sexuality. Applicants for this study must apply in person at Dream Girls and present a valid Minnesota ID. Those chosen to participate will be subjected to a wide variety of beautiful women. These women, in various stages of undress, are certified by Dream Girls to elicit a wide range of responses from participating subjects. Men applying at Dream Girls should be in overall good health and free from any heart conditions. Those bearing a ticket stub from any downtown event shall be admitted at no charge. Dream Girls reserves the right to continue weekly appearances by adult film stars. Those wishing to utilize the discreet rear entrance of Dream Girls shall be permitted to do so. For more information or directions to Dream Girls, call 33-DREAM. Make a difference. Choose to participate at Dream Girls. Open late, open now. Just west of Hennepin on 5th Street in downtown Minneapolis. Dream Girls, where your fantasy begins.
Thinking about buying jewelry? You can save up to 70% off retail prices at Wholesale Gold and Diamond Distributors. You can buy any size diamond in any shape you want and save up to 70% off retail. Marquee, round, princess, oval, or pear-shaped. Save on any diamond. You'll also save on any ring you pick, from solitaires to baguette designer rings. Save on your diamond and save on your ring. Then put that extra money towards your honeymoon. For you guys, they do all styles of wedding bands, white gold, yellow, or platinum. The choice is yours. Want to buy a gold chain, mother's ring, anniversary ring, charms, silver, tennis bracelets? No problem. They do all styles and save you money. Call Wholesale Gold and Diamonds today, 332-7117. That's 332-7117. When you call, you won't be talking to salespeople, but directly to the president. So call 332-7117.
Hey, yo, Big Tobacco. We're a couple members from Target Market.
And we wanted you to hear something.
This is what they call a paper shredder. They run about $20. Not a bad investment, considering it probably could have saved you billions and billions of dollars.
You know what we're talking about. All those secret documents written by you guys that prove you were targeting underage smokers. Like this one right here.
Go for it.
What we are trying to do is associate Marlboro with activities which are favored by young people. This means sports and music.
Groovy, Big Tobacco. Hey, here's another good one from Marlboro.
Comic strip copy might get a higher readership among young people.
You guys think we're so stupid, but I don't recall having my butt hauled into court lately.
Right, and by the way, we posted more of these secret documents on the internet at tmvoice.com.
I bet this paper shredder's sounding pretty sweet right now. Anyone get my report card?
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Love Line on the Zone 105.
And you're listening to Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Can I go now?
Dave, blah, 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 blah. I wasn't ready for that one. Hold on. You never play that at this point, Anderson.
No, don't play it again. Let's go. We only have a couple minutes left.
All right. Disturbed is here right now. All right, here we go. Ready to fire through some calls?
Let's go.
Heather.
Yes.
You're 22.
I am.
What's up?
Well, I was just wondering, I know you guys kind of talked about this tonight, but sometimes when I dream I have sex. And but a lot of times I'll have orgasms in my sleep.
Right.
And I'm just wondering if this is normal or just like an extra bonus thing.
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at it as God finger banging you.
Is he banging me?
Yeah.
Well, what do you dream about?
Wow. What do I dream about?
Yeah.
Having sex with guys. It depends.
Fine. You have a boyfriend?
No, I don't right now. I did.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay.
All right, get to bed.
All right.
No problems there. Tracy?
Yeah.
Hey, you're 28.
Hey, I'm just calling to say hi to Danny and Dave. Danny Donegan is Tracy, living out in L.A.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? I just want to congratulate you guys on your success, and hopefully you guys will continue years from now. You guys aren't going to die down soon.
Are you calling from Chicago?
I live in L.A.
Oh, I see.
I moved. I was originally from Chicago. I've seen Danny and Fuzz and Mike and everyone start from the small bars of Chicago and work their way up, and they've really deserve the success that they're currently getting. They've worked really hard for where they're at today, and if anybody deserves the success, it's these guys right here.
Did you ever have sex with anyone in the band?
I plead the Fifth Amendment.
Oh, all right. That means all of them. That means you did five of them.
No.
Yeah. All right, Tracy.
All right.
Do you know who this is?
Yeah, I do.
You guys. Oh.
Tracy Coleman, right?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, she had sex with Dan?
More than one.
No.
All right, baby.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Good luck, you guys, in tomorrow.
Nice.
Yes, we'll be at the amphitheater tomorrow night with STP. Danielle?
Yeah.
You're 18. What's up?
I have been sexually active with my boyfriend now for 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time that we've been, you know, having sex, he has not once orgasmed.
Yeah, maybe he's saving up for one big one. He's going to drown you with. I've done that before. I went a year and a half, and all of a sudden just gallons of semen. Like I was spraying foam out on a tarmac when a jet was coming in with, you know, busted landing gear. Just never stopped. There's just 10 months worth of semen. Just,
must you give us the hand motion?
It requires.
It was great. I mean, it was, oh, man, everywhere. It was like out of a movie. Her kid brother opened the door, came pouring out, washed him down the stairs, caught the dog. Yeah. Oh, it was horrible. Horrible.
Oh, cars and car washes. That's a good one from the 70s.
Hey, Lance? Lance? Yeah.
Yo.
What's up?
I don't know.
Okay, well, hold on a second. Danielle?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know what's up with him.
Is he using condoms?
Yeah.
So maybe it's the condom.
How about you give him a BJ? Would that work?
I've tried.
Doesn't work on him.
I've tried oral. I've tried, he'll, like, you know, jerk off and then, you know, penetrate. And it doesn't work that way. And, I mean, we've tried pornos. We've tried everything.
This masturbation? How about that? Can you lose 20 pounds?
Get off when he's, like, masturbating in front of me.
Is he on medication?
It's always so sad when
he damn.
Is he on medication?
All my friends think he's gay. Could that be it?
Is he on medication?
No.
You sure?
I'm positive.
All right. He can masturbate while you're in the room.
Uh-huh.
And what if you just dive on his penis right as he's coming? You know, like pretend like you're part of it.
Surprise factor, and it doesn't work.
Surprise factor.
Yeah. What does he say? Well, by the way, when a guy's whacking off, he's not looking forward to the surprise factor. I'm always I lock the door to eliminate the surprise factor when I jack off. I even check under the bed to eliminate the surprise factor. All right. So does he give you any reason why he can't do this?
I don't know. I mean, he doesn't know, you know, and he lost his virginity to me.
Oh, I see. All right.
Maybe she should bring one of her girlfriends in with, too. See if
it'll happen. Yeah. Yeah, he needs four hands on that that semi-flaccid junk of his.
Seriously?
No. Okay. Yeah, fine. No, this is true.
Tried. I'm desperate.
Yeah, do it. And involve a foot, too. Get a foot in there. I don't know. You just stay with him and work it out.
Yeah,
go
it'll
slow
work out.
And talk to him, and he's green and he's freaked out and all that, and we'll be back.
Oh, yeah, everybody now.
Love Line will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Time now for the movie preview. Join Zone 105 this Saturday, November 11th at 7 o'clock at the General Cinema Mall of America 14 for Red Planet, the new Mars-based action-adventure starring Val Kilmer and a robotic dog. You can also join us Saturday, November 18th at the General Cinema Mall of America for the new Jim Carrey, Dr. Seuss remake, The Grinch. To win passes to these films, simply email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard, and we'll draw winners at random. And that's the movie preview.
Hey, teens, what are you doing this Friday? No plans? Well, if you're looking for the coolest place to see and be seen, you better get yourself over to Waterworks Beach Club in Centerville. Every Friday night, the hottest teens in the Twin Cities are hanging at Waterworks. I mean, we're talking wall-to-wall 15 to 20-year-olds just like you.
And this isn't some lame teen party chaperoned by some dork who thinks he knows what your scene is all about.
The doors open at 7, and it goes extreme from there. Join thousands of other teens every Friday night at Waterworks Beach Club, conveniently located on Main Street in Centerville, and party with one of the coolest DJs in town. With free parking and a safe environment. This is the bash you'd throw if you had access to the loudest, wildest venue in town. And now you do. Waterworks Beach Club. They don't serve alcohol on Friday nights and are open to midnight to make it a teen-only night every Friday night. Now what more could you possibly ask for? Call 651-429-3033 for directions. That's Waterworks in Centerville. 651-429-3033.
You're at the coffee maker. You know, the 90s equivalent to the water cooler. And everyone's talking about an outrageously low airfare to some exotic city. And you're thinking, at least they're not talking about great deals to places you'd actually go to, because that would really make you angry. And they keep chatting it up, saying they found all these airfares on the internet. And you say, who has time to surf? Then you realize they're talking email. They didn't log on. They didn't surf. These fares were sent automatically to them. They even picked the destinations ahead of time. It's called FareWatcher from Travelocity.com. It automatically sends you email updates when there are low fares to the destinations you're looking for. Yeah, that, Travelocity.com, the most powerful reservation system on the planet. Over 40,000 hotel properties, 95% of all the world's airline seats, and over 50 rental car companies. And just when you think you're handling this news pretty well, you realize everyone is staring at you because you just crushed a styrofoam cup of burning hot coffee in your fist. Ouch. Travelocity.com, powered by Sabre. Go virtually anywhere.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station. What's the Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free zone music at 9 a.m. just after Brian Oak and Mary Lou Keel. Then join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. All right. And people wonder why I'm angry. Disturbed, thank you very much for coming in.
We do appreciate
it, everyone. The Sickness is the name of the CD. Don't bother going to the amphitheater tomorrow night, unless, of course, you have tickets for them and STP and Godsmack and all that. And, guys, next time you're in town, or maybe when we're in Chicago next, we'll come and see you. So, until next time, Sam Crowley, Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
And, like, the minute I saw he didn't have balls, I was like, get off me.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment. KZNR Lakeville, KZNT Cambridge, KZNZ Eden Prairie. Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Zone 105 with 20 years of alternative classics.
All on one station.
All right, I'll give you something to play with.
Zone 105.
There's nothing left to do but you. Years of alternative classics at 105, Collective Soul and Run. Tim Connolly, how are you? In for the long run. Something you'd like to hear, 989-9105. Right now, music from the Fine Young Cannibals, 20 years of alternative classics at 105.
Classics are always just a click, click, click away at zone105.com. It's your place to find out all the latest concert information. You want to know where the hottest bands are playing? You want to win tickets to the best shows? Register to win an alternative classic vacation to see one of your favorite Zone artists. You can even listen to Zone 105 live from your computer. It's all happening at zone105.com. Collection of alternative classics only on Zone 105.
the DJ.
On the radio actually surprise you? That's how you know you're in the zone. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.